Yeah, then you go, oh, yeah. There's always some family drama. And we're going to talk about that today a little bit, because I think sometimes what happens, not only have we made the holidays, and in particular Christmas, very commercial, very secular, we've also made it very disrupted by our own disruptions of family and relationships, or somewhat struggling or broken relationships. And so we've messed up a lot of that season. And, you know, I mean, nobody wakes up with the intention of messing it up, but it just gets messy. So we're going to walk through some of that to hopefully help you as you walk through these next several weeks of this holiday season. Rock Solid Families wants to thank Maxwell Construction for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. For over 30 years, Maxwell Construction has been a leader in turning dreams into realities, building schools, banks, restaurants, and many other commercial and public facilities. Maxwell Construction has made it their priority to not just build buildings, but to build into their community. So if you have any construction needs, call them at 812-537-2200. Welcome to the Rock Solid Families Podcast. This is Merle Hutchinson alongside of my lovely wife, Linda. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Happy holidays.
As we record this, we are on the heels of Thanksgiving, and I have got to eat right this week. This has
a
been...
A little too much gluten, huh?
Yes. I have a... I'm not celiacs, but I have kind of a gluten intolerance. Not that you asked or anything, but I'm going to share it with you. And I swell. My whole abdomen swells. And I laid in bed two nights over this past Thanksgiving weekend and thought, what did I do?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, you know, I believe that as we get into the depth of the holiday season, whether it be Christmas, New Year's, or whenever you're watching this, maybe this is Mother's Day or Easter when you're watching this, we know that there's a lot of family drama that occurs
during holidays.
And a lot of our work with couples and individuals, man, that's the topic. Like, what do I do? And, you know, how do I handle that? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
It's kind of this little split dichotomy, because in your mind, and I think in your heart, you're all excited about holidays, and because you should be, right? There's lots to celebrate and everything. And then there's this all reservation that sits back in your head that goes, oh no.
Maybe we should invite our daughter-in-laws.
What's it
going to
bring? Yeah. And so then, then you go, oh, there's always some family drama. And we're going to talk about that today a little bit, because I think sometimes what happens, not only have we made the holidays, and in particular Christmas, very commercial, very secular, we've also made it very disrupted by our own disruptions of family and relationships, or somewhat struggling or broken relationships. And so we've messed up a lot of that season. And, you know, I mean, nobody wakes up with the intention of messing it up, but it just gets messy. So we're going to walk through some of that to hopefully help you as you walk through these next several weeks of this holiday season. But, you know, so much of what we're talking about is just how you handle yourself. You don't have control over all these other people necessarily, but how are you handling yourself in these situations? And so we're going to wrap our head around that a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to add one to your list, commercialized, Pinterested. Is that a word?
What is that?
Pinterested, like as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, it seems to be this pressure of this Pinterest level Christmas or holiday, whatever that holiday is.
I'm clueless.
It's just crazy. It magnifies this expectation that my tree is going to be, as you know, two stories high.
All right, so let's get into this.
What?
All right. You made the statement the other day. You know, it was actually on, I think, our last show.
What?
where we talked about the holidays getting ready to come, and like
your version of it,
and I'm like, you know,
if you didn't listen to that,
this is where us
men
come in, and ladies, you need to rely on us because of what you just said, this Pinterest sort of thing. If it were up to us men, we would call the Kroger's, we'd get the turkey made, we'd bring it over, and then we would drop $100 bill or whatever to each of the people that we'd have, and we'd say, okay, let's eat and drink and enjoy everyone and really enjoy Christmas.
Yeah,
and so you're right, the whole Pinterest scene, if that's what you're going to call it, is just, that's a commercialization. Yeah. That's keeping up with the Joneses. That's like, oh, well, I've got to have this kind of dinner arrangement, and I've got to have this table placement thing. Yeah. And I'm like, really?
Well, it's funny because Thanksgiving used to be a safe holiday for people because they didn't have to, the expectation of gifts and trees and cookies and all that stuff wasn't there. But you're right. Now it's like taking a picture of what your table looks like, right? Like in decorations.
So so ladies, if you're watching right now and you see me, I'm rolling my eyes. It's because I really don't get it. I'm going to say that 95% of the other men out there that you're related to and understand are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying us men are right. What I'm saying is it's probably somewhere in the middle that we should be arriving.
Well, and it's frustrating because, you know, the men don't understand why the women are running to five Hobby Lobbies to look and find the same napkin roll that, you know, so they can have it on every table or the same centerpiece. And it's just like, really?
Also that we can wipe food all over it and then throw it in the garbage.
So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions for their support of what we do here at Rock Solid Families Podcast and also our ministry, Rock Solid Families. And if Rock Solid Families is new to you, we would love for you to check us out at rocksolidfamilies.org. We are a faith-based coaching organization located in the greater Cincinnati area, Ohio, and we technically we live in Indiana, but our ministry is really all over the Cincinnati tri-state, and we work with individuals and couples and families that are talking about this very topic. And so I'm sure we're going to give this for homework, as well as other people really searching family drama and finding this on social media and stuff. So
yeah, so let's break it down a little bit of all of the different forces, I will call them, that are pulling and making this holiday season probably less than or distracted from what it could be. Okay. You know, one thing that just comes to my mind, and we've already dealt with this in our family, is the busyness. You know, it's one more thing that you're putting on the calendar that also then has lots of little things attached to it. I mean, if you're talking Christmas, now that's not just a one day thing. You got all these things. Where's
concerts,
the shopping?
And dinners.
Yeah, where's all of the shows?
Yeah. Parties. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So busyness is a big deal. Family's a big deal, right? Now, a lot of us go, family, that's good. But what if it's that family member that you've really, you've been able to, or you tried to avoid all year? And now, the rubber meets the road.
I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had just in the last several weeks, months, about the anxiety that's kind of coming on. Just the thought of holidays with the in-laws, right? Or getting together with, you know, your adult children or people that you can't stand to be in the same room with, and all of a sudden you're going to do all day dinner with.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about maybe what we can do to help that, you know, really attached to that, whether they're family or not. This is where strong personalities really can show themselves. And a strong personality can be everything from the person who absolutely has to have everything their way, they're controlling in that way, or it could be the person who has an opinion about everything. They have to weigh in on everything. But or they could just be a grump, right? They could just be that person that's in the room that has a gray, rainy cloud over them.
Or just like out of control, loud, you know, obnoxious, you know, and you're like, holy, just give me a headache just being in the room together.
Yeah, yeah. So those are those strong personalities that now you've got to try to figure them out.
You can have Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie all over,
Yeah. Also, kind of goes along with that, sometimes when you're in the room with family and friends, is past hurts. You know, like, how do you deal with them where someone didn't speak to you for 6 months and all of a sudden you're supposed to sit across from them with dinner, you know, or maybe someone hurt you years ago and now they're pretending like nothing happened, and you're still carrying around a lot of pain from that. So how do you deal with that?
And I'm thinking, as you say that, the past hurt from just the idea of maybe a loss in the family.
Yeah.
That maybe it brings grief. Up, I mean, this might be the first holiday or a reminder of holidays past where maybe, you know, your mom's not there anymore or, you know, there's been an illness or something. So all of that comes flooding back into your mind.
That's such a good point, hon. There's some people who would rather just crawl under a blanket and not even go to the family dinner because it is such a painful thought to have that loss. And so what do you do with that? Schedules is another one where, you know, it's like you've got in-laws and sometimes steps and half brothers and sisters. And so you're wanting to find a day that you can have a Christmas dinner together.
Right.
We just did the math on our family and we're going to have like 12 hours where everyone is under the same roof.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're going to be coming and going as, you know, the week goes on. So how do you deal with that? And how do you respect other people's no's and their limits and their inability to do what you want to do? How do you handle that scheduling?
Yeah, which that's kind of where we pull in the word boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have very strict boundaries. Sometimes we have no boundaries. Sometimes we have these boundaries that are very flexible to the point of maybe they're not a boundary at all. And so understanding what your boundaries are, if at all, and then, you know, what they're meant to protect you from.
Yeah. And if you're thinking of holidays and it's really welling up with bitterness and resentment, it's probably because of a lack of boundaries where your no didn't mean no, or someone did not respect your no, or kind of like you said, controlled everything that happens and you felt like you didn't have a say. That's probably because your inability to set boundaries, or, you know, they can be upset, but it doesn't mean you have to cave. So we're going to talk about how to handle that.
You know, hon, something that I think is a huge stressor is not just schedules and trying to make everybody happy, but just the overall expense, truly like the money part of the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if, you know, if money's not an issue, then maybe okay. But for most of us, there's a definite change change in how money is going to be available and spent through these holidays. And so you start to, I mean, let's confess this right now.
Uh-oh.
We paid the most we've ever paid for a cut down Christmas tree this year. And I'm not going to mention our company because we love our company, the company, the place that we buy from.
Yeah, it was
But
free.
The trees were terrible. And they were terrible because they were so picked over.
Yeah.
And we paid the most. And I'm driving home going, I'm not sure this was a good tradition this year. I don't know. This wasn't as warm and fuzzy. So there's a lot of money that goes out the door. And then you start to evaluate, like, man, what was the bang for the buck on that amount that was spent? Did we get a good return on that money?
Yeah. And then sometimes the holidays and family getting together just really creates some usagers. This is a Merle made up name.
This is my term. I got a trademark.
And what's a usager?
Somebody who's all about giving unsolicited advice. So they walk into your house and, you know what, if I were to cook that turkey, I'd have probably done it like this. You know what, if you're going to do this, how about this? You know, and they're always, they see you doing something. That's the first thing. They notice you're doing something, and right away they have to share with you what you ought to be doing instead or a different approach. And you're like, did I ask you?
So
I don't remember asking you.
Okay, so I know, I love them to death, and I know they don't. They probably don't listen. But if it gets back to your twin brothers, when we were dating, they always had an opinion, and it was a joke, right? Like, they were like, oh, you know, and I remember young not being able to take that, and I would cry. Like, I remember a couple of times you come back going, they're just joking. That's just...
See, they weren't usagers. They were criticizers. They were just being... Yeah, they were trying to tell you how to do something. They were just taking whatever you were doing and just making fun of it.
and there's two of them. They're identical. Yeah. And so it was like, I got a double barrel. And so I had to learn how to... And you told me, you got to give it back.
Yeah.
You got to give it back or you got to let it go. And so, you know, I had to get over that. And now I heard them just this week... during Thanksgiving talking about that, and I was just laughing, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're one twin's literally making fun of another twin how he's cooking the turkey.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you guys, they even make fun of each other's noses, and they're identical twins.
And I mean, they are identical too. So it's not like
The criticism though, you just gotta learn how to take it and let it go.
Right, right. All right. So, okay. Again, you have your list of different things and situations and forces that are going to be playing in on you guys in the holidays. But let's talk about, well, what do we do with this?
Yes.
All right. Because we have an opportunity here to share certain things, do certain things, create certain experiences and memories that, you know, could be lasting, but what are they going to be lasting? Is it going to be a negative or is it going to be a positive? So let's talk a little bit about how we first approach these holidays and get it right.
Yes. So the very first thing, and you got to do this right now. So I'm glad you're watching. I'm hoping that it's before the holidays and not after, and you're wondering what you did wrong. But the beforehand is to set your vision on what you want this holiday to look like. What do you want the season to be about? What do you want your kids and your grandkids to see? Do they, you literally want them to see yelling across the table and door slamming and people not speaking to one another and just leaving place early because you're mad? Like, what is the vision you want? I love being with your family, especially on, because we do a lot of big holiday gatherings together. And it's literally just about laughter and fun and making memories. And we're not talking about things like politics and religion. Right. Like, we're just enjoying each other's company because we don't get to do it very often. And we have now a whole nother generation. Our grandkids are with each other. And there's so many little ones. So what do we want to show them? Yeah. Like, what's the vision you're setting for your family gatherings?
And let me add to that, hon, because when you guys hear this, set your vision, we are not saying set your plan for your logistics. Like, we're eating at 12:30. We're doing, there's going to be a place for that, but that is way below. What is the experience vision that you want? Like, when we're all done, do we want to say, man, this was this kind of Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever it is? So the vision here is not about how we laid out all of the logistics of it, but it is the vision for the experience that we're looking for.
Yes, and what's the legacy you want to leave after the fact? The second thing is, beforehand, decide how you're going to handle maybe those different people or those different situations. Like you said, hon, when your brothers were coming at me, they were doing it in jest and love and fun. Like, you literally told me, like, that means they like you, because they don't do those with. So
they're not
going to
hug you and tell you they love you. They're going to tease you, and you're supposed to figure out that that's
right. And so again, you can sit there and try to correct them and tell them that's not kind, but I'm going to learn how to handle that now, so that 39 years later, we've had 39 Christmases together, I know how to enjoy having, you know, your twin brothers around me. Like, we have fun. We laugh. I know how to dish it back. And I've decided beforehand, I'm not going to get in the trenches and criticize and or let their criticism get to me.
Yeah, because you're understanding, whether they're ill-intended or not, you have your response for your responsibility, right? Or your responsibility for your response. And so how you handle it, guys, you all know who your difficult or challenging people are that you're probably going to be encountering over these holidays.
Yeah.
And if you don't wrap your head around, so we in our parenting or in our couples work all the time, we talk about, you are going to have conflict. If all of a sudden you act shocked and surprised when you have conflict and you get thrown into the emotional side of things and then everything goes haywire, it's kind of your own fault because you know it was coming. And so the same thing is coming here. You know, whether that difficult person or whatever, it's like, get your plan together on how am I going to respond to this person?
And maybe it's that you're going to spend a short amount of time there, okay? Maybe it's that you're not going to spend the night. Maybe you're coming from in town and it's always really difficult because everybody's under the same roof and it's way too much. Maybe, you know, just say ahead of time, we're going to stay at the hotel, we'll come over for dinner, or maybe we're going to be here for 2 hours, and say it ahead of time, right? Like, we've got two dinners to go to, two houses to tend to, so we're going to be here for 2 hours, mom, dad, we're going to let you know. And so that way, nobody's surprised when you're leaving before dessert, or when you're coming, you know, after dinner. Like, you're letting them know ahead of time, this is how we're handling it.
Yeah. Hon, this next part is something that it sounds cliche, but it really is something that you've got to wrap your head around and start to get it right. Because if you don't, this going bad,
it's stuck in the weeds.
Yeah, it'll haunt you over the years. And so this is the idea of keep the main thing the main thing. And so the main thing is part of that And the very first thing we talked about, the vision that you have. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a faith vision that you have for maybe celebrating Jesus, or whether it's just a family vision, but whatever you set out as the main thing, then you keep that the main thing, all right? Mm-hmm. And so this is that idea. Then if you say this is the main thing, then how are you going to set things up around that? So if family is the main thing, then are you... Is it about spending time together? Is it mm-hmm. about having experiences together? Is it about laughter? Is it about a certain activity? This is an interesting thing. You and I learned this, and yes. we were totally thrown off. We've talked many mm-hmm. times about our adopted kiddos, all right? And they came to us a little bit later. They were 7, 10, and 11 when we got them. And they didn't have, per se, like these relationships of family that we were used to.
The traditions.
Yeah. And they'd been in and out of foster care and that kind of thing. And so, and this is not to blame anyone. This is how things work. They quickly, over their short years of living, associated Christmas just with presents, mm-hmm. just with the gifts. Okay. And so when we're talking Christmas, just like any kid, it's only about the gifts.
Yeah. And the list is long.
Yeah. And the list is long. And that was weird because our two older sons, you'd ask them when they were younger what they wanted, and they'd kind of like, well, I mean, I don't know, because it was all about the party of family and stuff. And so now I would say that our adopted kids really enjoy the family and the friends and all that mm-hmm. over the Christmas days, but they weren't brought up initially
right,
with that.
Right.
And so that has to be part yeah. of it. Like, no, we're you know, and hon, you're good about this. Like, when the grandkids are over, we're going to bake cookies. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to do these things because those are the things that your kids actually yeah. internally, they go, that was fun.
We actually are seeing a trend now. It's swinging the other way. Instead of a stack of presents under the tree, we're seeing this swing and this trend change to giving a child experiences. So mm-hmm. whether it's that you're going to give them a trampoline park pass, or you're going to take them to go to Festival of Lights, or you're going to go take them to the Aronoff to see the play, or play us the park to see the Christmas Carol together, which is a cool tradition. And I remember as a kid, we would go downtown Cincinnati. We didn't go downtown Cincinnati very often. We lived super close, but it was just not a thing. But we would go down to see the trains. Mm-hmm. That was like at Cincinnati Bell or GE or somewhere where they had the trains, mm-hmm. you know, and we would go down, or we would get in the car and we'd go look at the Christmas lights, you know, wherever it is, give your children and grandchildren experiences, make memories with them. Try to keep the main thing the main thing. Don't let it be about how much money you spend on them or how many presents they have. It's really helping them see what's important. Yeah, do yeah. it now, especially if they're young, because man, and hun, you know, I was guilty. My grandma was a gift giver.
Oh gosh.
And she yeah. loved giving gifts, a lot of gifts. And so my mom felt like she had to keep that going. And so I started to keep that going until our adult son said, that's not important to us. Don't do that to our kids. We don't want that tradition to continue. And it was hard to hear, but I'm glad that they did when the kids were really young, because mm-hmm. it kind of recentered me to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. And this is something that we talk about as our next point. We talk about this all the time in our marriage work, but it also mm-hmm. really kind of blends out yeah. into all of this, and that is understanding the hierarchy of relationships you have. And when we talk about hierarchy of relationships, we're really talking about sometimes some of you may have heard of like, who's your inner circle? Who's your next layer of circle? Who's your outer circle? And so the hierarchy is... where are your most important relationships,
yes.
right? And so in our home, and if you're listening to this and you're a Christian, you're a believer in that, we believe that the most important relationship that you have is your relationship with God. You know, he is the creator. He is the maker. And so you mm-hmm. better understand that with him. And so you keep that established. And especially when we, in our home and in the Christian home, we talk about, you know, the importance of Christ being born.
Yes.
And us honoring that. Okay?
So we make sure we schedule that in our holiday plans
yeah.
because if that's the last thing on the list, or if that's the thing that goes, then what are you sending the message to with your kids and grandkids, you know? So keep that main thing the main thing, and make God the first priority in your holiday plans.
Yeah.
And then who?
Well, and then we talk about our spouse, yes, right? And so our spouse, and that gets hard, because sometimes if you're in a conflict of some sort or a difference, mm-hmm, with your spouse, then you'll go to the next easy relationship. And that's where kids often come in. Mm-hmm. But so if
or the, parents.
Yeah, the mm-hmm parent that you tend to spend more time with. Mm-hmm. And so the idea here is we're saying, no, your spouse is next important. That doesn't mean that you neglect everybody else. What it means is your kids should be seeing that you, mm-hmm, and dad, or you and mom, are really honoring and taking care of each other through this time. What would, yeah, that look like? Does that mean buying gifts? No, it might just mean helping each other. Mm-hmm. It might just be being really respectful of each other, mm-hmm, so that your kids see, you know, how, like, gosh, you know, we joke kind of about me, you doing all of the work with the stuff that you have to do, but I have to really be careful to say, hey, hon, what can I help you with? Mm-hmm. What can I help you with? All right. Because I don't see the need sometimes for some of the things that we do, but I know that you do. So I need to respect and honor that by saying, mm-hmm, how can I help? What do I need to, yeah, do?
And we really are putting this hierarchy out there because it is so important with family drama that we understand that if you're constantly defending your parents and your wife or your husband feels thrown under the bus, you wonder why. The drama is coming because you've gotten this hierarchy out of order. Mm-hmm. It should be God, then spouse, then children in your own home. So your own home should be a priority. And hon, I have seen this so many times where parents feel this obligation to make mommy and daddy happy. And so they overextend their entire family, where the kids are about ready to melt, mm-hmm, down because we got to go to moms and grandmas and great grandmas, and our kids need a nap. Mm-hmm. And so at some point you're going to have to say, hey, time out. Thank you for the invite. We can't do it all. Okay. We're going to go and do this breakfast brunch and we'll be there for dinner, but we're going home to let our kids go for a nap, and my wife or my husband take a nap too. It's okay, right, to say no. Yeah. Even if you feel the pressure from grandma or auntie, that you say, we cannot do it all, and this is what we're prioritizing.
Can I That's say so important. that conversation... Yes. Should not happen the day before Christmas.
You're right.
Right.
You're
it should
right,
not. Right. So this is a conversation, mm-hmm, that happens maybe if we're 3 weeks away from Christmas.
Yeah.
This thing's happening like now. Okay.
Yes.
So that because if we've always done it a certain way and the grandparents are trained up a certain, mm-hmm, way and it's worked out, then you're throwing them for a loop.
Yeah.
All right. And so you kind of have to have a little bit of pre-time to say,
speaking
like,
from the grandparent
actually,
point of view.
Yeah. Well, I've actually worked with a couple where I've said, you know, it was a different event, but I'm like, well, the event's tonight. So
yeah,
it's a little late for you to do this. But
right,
in the future,
right,
right, you guys are going to have to decide what your vision, mm-hmm, is for this. And then you're going to have to talk. And, you know, there's no guarantee on how the other people, in this case, we're talking about the grandparents, are going to handle it.
Sure.
But you will do them even, mm-hmm, an honor by saying, this is how much we're trying to protect our own family.
Yeah. And please have that conversation in private with your spouse, making sure you're both on the same page before you respond to your mom or dad, yeah, or grandma. Because, again, they may not feel free, have the freedom to speak the truth if the expectation is, well, that's always what we do.
Right.
Or your mom won't like it if you say no. And so if you say, this is what we'll do, then both of you have to be on board. Don't get resentful. Don't get bitter. If you've both agreed in private, this is how you're going to handle, mm-hmm, the holidays. Okay. But have that conversation, like you said, hon, now. And if there needs to be a change or a limit, that you speak that, right? And that's where that boundary line comes in. Yes, you can't control how they're going to react. It may take one hard year. I remember the year that we both had big Christmas Eves with our family, mm-hmm, right? That Christmas Eve was the biggest of both families. And so one of us had to kind of compromise.
Right.
And, you know, well, we had a compromise. And my family took a back seat and took the Christmas Day, because your family did nothing on Christmas Day, really, and much. And then, so it was kind of like, okay, well, we'll try to, and we kind of shifted things. And for 30 something years, it's gone that way. Right?
Yeah. I mean, nobody was really gypped. We have equal time. It was just like, but this is how we're going
to
set this up.
We used to do both on both days, and it was like, okay, we can't do both on both days.
Yeah, they didn't live right next to each other. So
they lived an hour away. Yeah.
So let's get back to another priority in this, and that we are primarily directing our words in this show to a Christian audience.
Yes.
Right? And so the holiday season's like probably no other season is an incredible time to show your best side of witness for Christ or possibly your worst, right? And so this is where
choose the best.
Road rage, you know, losing it in the stores, all these
losing
different
things. Losing it across the table with mom.
Yeah, the mashed potatoes go flying. And so, but so, you know, thinking about, all right, how, what is my witness actually looking like? Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of saying, is it really important for me to be selfish and be rude or disrespectful when really I just need to be a decent person here. Yeah. I need to be Christ-like. Okay. So sometimes, you know, we've heard this before. I'm just telling the truth. Mm. Telling the truth when it's inappropriate is just not smart. You know, you can time things a whole lot better. So maybe that word that you feel like you have to say, maybe it doesn't have to come out now.
And also, you know, we're kind of talking late in the season on this show, but, you know, this is where you and your children gather and do Operation Christmas Child, where you pack a box, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you pick something off the angel tree at the store or the bank and you buy a gift for a child. Or maybe you decide that you're not going to see your family over Christmas or whatever holiday, and so you're going to go serve others at a you know, we know that there's a family we know who did not see his family over Christmas. And so they started a tradition with the community where they fed those that didn't have family for Christmas. And so that's a chance to give back and to witness. We have very generous givers, hon, who at Christmas time come to us and say, how can I bless someone else? And so they give us that freedom and that ability to be Santa, almost to be Christ, actually not Santa, but to be Christ to somebody and to bless others that maybe don't have much this Christmas.
Yeah. And hon, I just kind of want to piggyback on that. When we're talking about the idea of giving during this season, the holiday season, this really is a great time to be showing a prayer life to your kids. Yes. You know, this is a time where praying for more than just the turkey around the table kind of thing, but the idea of being more mindful about prayer, just personally in your own prayer time, but also teaching your kids more about the blessings that you have and where those came from, and saying that in prayer. Okay, so prayer is a vital part of all of our Christian lives. But right now, man, if you're so busy that you are not praying, or your kids aren't seeing you praying, or you're not encouraging prayer, you're missing a great opportunity to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. That's when we get the manger out and we tell the Christmas story. We read the Christmas story. I know at Thanksgiving, a lot of people go around the table and say what they're thankful for, which is so cool. You know, that's really centering on the important things, not what the table looks like or how many presents are under the tree. While you're doing all that, we hope that you would be respectful always. This is not the time to challenge somebody in their political views or their religious beliefs or their dress, how inappropriate it is. Please, as much as it's in your control, I know that maybe someone else around the table is not being respectful, but please kill them with kindness. The Bible says to heap burning coals on your enemies. And so respect always. This is not the time to criticize. We talked about the usager. Unsolicited advice is always taken as criticism. So if you're telling someone how to talk or what to vote, how to vote or what to think, or, you know,
how to do something,
it's not going to be taken as respectful. Now is not the time. If you have a certain situation with a family member, then go to them in private. Do it away from the holidays. So maybe even before the holidays, if you're worried about the holiday coming because there was a conflict that blew up in your family, maybe ask them, hey, can we get together, do lunch or dinner, and talk to them about that, so that the holiday is not the gasoline on the fire, right? That you don't want that.
You mentioned the word control, and I just want to hover there for just a second, because sometimes no matter how much you have great intentions and how much you have a vision and how much you try to plan something out, sometimes things just don't work. And so the idea of you recognizing the things you can control and the things that you can't, I think part of that is aging, hun. Like, I used to remember being agitated or upset when I was in a traffic jam. Oh my gosh, you know, I've got to get here, there, whatever, you know, and you're banging the steering wheel. And now just the idea of going, there's nothing I can do about this. Yeah. And so, not that I enjoy being in traffic jams, but my mindset is completely different now. It's like, well, I guess turn something on that I want to listen to and hang in there. And so sometimes that's the way, right? Like the idea of you come to the Christmas get together or whatever, and the turkey gets burnt, you know, or something doesn't go right.
You had a family that had caught their oven on fire.
Caught the kitchen on fire, you know? And so, those things, they happen, and to say, well, you know, what can I really do about it versus then getting stuck by the emotions of whatever that event is.
Yeah. By the way, this is the time where family will kind of throw others under the bus. Let's say there's a sibling or a child that's not around the table, and they're kind of being the subject of the conversation. Please, as much as it's in your control, don't feed that fire, because just assume it's all going to go back. Maybe they're the black sheep, right? Maybe they're the one that's just got out of jail or just got a DUI or just blew up on their parents last week or whatever. Please, please, as much as it's in your control, do not feed that fire. Keep it as much as you can. Try to break it. Try to change the subject. Right. How about those Reds? You know, whatever it can be. But as much as it's in your control, do not create more family drama.
Yeah. Yeah. We're starting to wrap things up here. You know, one thing that we just really need to practice more and more of is just being thankful, being thankful for what you've been blessed with. And I know that's another one of those things that sounds cliche. You know, we have been very fortunate in our area. I'll just speak locally here. Our high school football team just won the state championship. Okay.
Second one in a row.
And these are all kids that we know, and the parents and the coaches, we all know them. And this is such a neat time, but it's also such a great opportunity or missed opportunity to teach these boys what this is really about. To be thankful, first off, thankful for the gifts that you have been given. You may have worked hard in the weight room, but at the end of the day, you had to be blessed with some talent, right? And so just that whole idea of whatever it is that you have, that you start to realize that there has to be a thanks weaved into that. Otherwise, it becomes about you, as if you become your own little maker and creator. And so this is that time where you think, you know, no matter what, I got to find some thanks and gratitude for what I'm getting.
Yeah, so that's when you're on that high, right? But then we also know that there's others out there that are listening that feel like their world's crashing in.
Yep.
Maybe they're spending the first holidays without their loved one, or maybe there's been a divorce, and so now you're juggling co-parenting, and you're going to spend a holiday alone without your kids. We see you. We hear you. We work with so many single dads, single moms, co-parenting situations. And so if there's anything we can do to help that, but in all things, give thanks. Help your kids, help your grandkids, even if you have to celebrate Christmas or New Year's a week before or a week after, you know, that you will give thanks, and that you're not going to be this negative Nelly, that you're not going to be this Eeyore where life is just woe is me, because that's what you're showing your children, okay? Show them that even in this difficult time, you don't have to pretend, but even in this difficult time, we're going to give God thanks. He gets all the glory. And when we do that, the holidays are different. We can witness through our pain, through our struggles, through the storms, we can show that God is still enough. You may not feel like you're enough, but God is still enough.
Our last thing really is kind of right on the tail of that is, whatever the strength of what you're doing right now, the strength of that will impact how that lives on with your kids. And so when I talk about the strength, I mean the value and importance. And so if the value and importance is really high on the family get together, bringing the grandparents in, having a good meal or lots of fun or laughter or games or whatever it is, if that's got strength in it, the younger ones are taking that in like sponges. And 20 years down the road, you will see them continuing something very similar. And that's that legacy, that tradition. And so the only reason why the Hutchinsons and the Roos side continues to have these big things that we look forward to and celebrate, and they can sometimes be messy, right, with some of the stuff we've talked about before, but their only reason is because of the people that came before us. So at my dad's, or at our last Thanksgiving, my dad's 89 years old. We had to pull him from the nursing home to bring him in. And we sat him there. And you know what? He was just as much part of the party, even though he's not nearly has the faculties to do what he once did. But he is the patriarch for why we're doing what we're doing. Right? And so it's so important that you keep that in mind.
Yeah. And to see our kids and grandkids, you know, you wheeling in dad and taking care of him and cutting his meat, you know, all those things. And hun, we had all of the new, our kids, all of their, the moms sitting on the couch with their kids. And we're going to have four more by next Thanksgiving.
We got grandbabies everywhere.
Four more by next Thanksgiving. But just the legacy. And then some, one of our nephews pulled out an old picture of them when they were, you know, toddlers and in elementary age. And they were all sitting there by the hearth at Thanksgiving. And he pulled out that picture. He said, look at this. And to just to see the legacy that is being created and that they enjoy.
Every one of those kids now are... Well, they all have kids. One's got one in the oven, and one, and so the,
one like, announcement. This
one announcement, yeah. So,
so
they're all like producing their own families now. So,
what's the legacy you're leaving behind? That's the key. And do you want it to be that potatoes were flying, or doors were slamming, or people were yelling, or are you willing to set aside your differences, set aside your pain, and share in a meal, share in a holiday, share in an experience where your kids and your grandkids can see love, can see peace, can see joy, even in the midst of pain and suffering?
All right. So, guys, we're going to wrap it up. It is a great time of year, providing you help to make it a great time of year. And so part of our challenge here for you guys is get your act together, guys. Think about your vision. I mean, don't just allow this to be just random and all of a sudden wonder why it's not quite what you want it to be. So our challenge is take some time. If you and your spouse would get together, and by the way, it should be a shared vision, because if it's one person's vision and the other person's clueless about it, it will be even more disrupted. So the two of you coming together and say, let's create our vision for what we want. So that's our challenge this week. Start putting some time and some talk into that and see what you can come up with.
And in all things, no matter what holiday is, no matter what season you're watching this show, we want to make sure that we do it and give God all the glory. Like if we can glorify him in our words, actions, and attitude, then it's a legacy worth leaving. So we hope that this show helps. If it's still a struggle for you and you're fearful or anxious about the holidays coming up, give us a call at 812-576-ROCK. That's 812-576-7625. Or you can check us out at rocksolidfamilies.org. We're here to help. The holidays don't have to be something you dread. It can be something you look forward to and something that you can leave memories for generations to come.
All right. Also want to close out with thanking our sponsors, Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions. We also just want to thank all of you who continue to listen and share the show. We greatly appreciate the support that you give us. So as Linda said, if there's any way that we can help, we say reach out, get a hold of us. All right. Thanks again for listening to Rock Solid Families Podcast, building a strong community, one family at a time. Make it a great day. Rock Solid Families wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. Casey's has grown to be one of the largest and most unique garden centers and gift shops in the Cincinnati tri-state area. Whether you are looking to take on that next landscape project or simply add a little home decor to your house, Casey's has you covered. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Call them today at 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.